Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on our call to ministry using our gifts and talents, that this call is of you and by you and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks, for a moment. Friends, this morning when we reflect upon all the various folks that our God calls, that Jesus calls to ministry, I think we recognize very, very quickly it's quite a crew. Now, I could say motley crew, but I won't go there. But I think it is quite a crew. When we look across denominations, priests, pastors, ministers, reverends, whatever the case might be, we recognize it truly is a crew. Folks with a variety of gifts and talents, folks big and tall, men and women, short and small, round and little, whatever the case might be, our God calls a variety of people to be actively involved in ministry. A variety of gifts that they bring to the table as well. Some are real characters. Some have a great sense of humor. Some do not. Some are great organizers. Some are not. Some are better leaders than others. Some are not. Some are great preachers. Others not so much. Some are good singers. Some are not. Solely admitted here this morning. But learning along the way. Some are characters who have great senses of humor, some are not. Some are very, very sensitive. Some let things roll right off their back. It's a human ministry, and it's something that we recognize with all the various denominations, all folks involved in ministry. There are gifts and talents spread around the table, and it is our God who calls us all with all our failings, with all our character faults, with all of our gifts and talents. Our God calls us to ministry. The same is true for you and me as well. When we look at the scriptures, we see in the Old Testament who it is, some of the folks that God called to ministry. When we look at the prophets, we don't have to look far to see that there were characters involved. We see Jeremiah, who was just a young boy, and God said to him, "Go forth and preach God's word. You have a great tongue, a great story to tell." Jeremiah, "No, not me, I'm too young." "No, go forward. You will be involved in ministry." Then we look at Moses, retired and old, very, very old. And that's exactly what he said. "I'm way too old to be involved in this. You want me to lead your people out of Egypt, cross the Red Sea?" The Exodus story, Moses, the one called forth to do just that. We think of David and Goliath, a great Bible story. David's a 14-year-old boy, just a little guy who slays Goliath in that particular story. God calls people with their failings, their flaws, and all their various gifts and talents as well, to be involved in ministry. When we go to the gospel reading as well, we go to the New Testament, we see a variety of folks stepping forward in ministry because of God's call for them. We think of the fishermen, the lonely fishermen who are not rocket scientists, embraced to be involved in the ministry that Jesus has called them to be involved with. We think of Peter, who denies Jesus three times at the end. Can't handle it, the heat. Denies him three times. We think of Judas, who betrays Jesus right in the very end, who was called to be one of his disciples. We think of Matthew, the tax collector, a hated person at the time of Christ, called forth to be one of the disciples of Jesus. And ladies, you're not off the hook as well. When we think of what Jesus did and the way he rose women up to varieties of ministry, it's really quite astounding. We think of Martha. The story of Martha and Mary, we know Martha's the one who runs around making sure that everything is in place, whereas Mary's the one who sits at the feet and listens to the Lord. He calls Martha to come forward. We think of Mary Magdalene, who was a lady of the night. Jesus turns her around and she becomes one of the greatest disciples. We think of the resurrection of Jesus just a couple weeks ago when we celebrated the great resurrection. The women were the first ones at the tomb. They were the first ones to go forward and evangelize. Tell the disciples, he has risen. He has risen. Jesus gave women roles to play, and he brought them to great heights. Culturally, it was dramatic what Jesus did in the role of women 2,000 years ago. So all these folks called by the Lord Jesus to go forth and be actively involved in ministry. And we look at our scripture readings today. The first reading from the Old Testament, we have Saul, who's persecuting Christians. He's on his way to Damascus to get paperwork to find out who has prescribed himself as a Christian, named himself as a Christian. He wants to take him out. Saul is one who's persecuting and killing Christians. God gets his attention by knocks him off his horse. And then as he is there in Damascus, scales are removed from his eyes and he wakes up. He becomes Paul, greatest missionary of all time, going forth to Corinth in Galatia, to Rome. And he therefore writes these letters and builds up these Christian communities. He goes from persecuting Christians to being a great evangelist. Amazing who God calls and all their character falls. It's also like saintly sinners. God calls saintly sinners like you and me to be involved in ministry. And then a beautiful gospel reading, beautiful story this morning. We know that Peter denied Jesus three times. Today it's like an interrogation. He brings him forth and he says, "Do you love me?" On three occasions, Peter gets annoyed. "Yeah, you know I do. You know I love you. Here I am doing your thing." He says, "Feed my sheep. Go forth and continue to be in ministry." So Jesus takes Peter from being downtrodden and away and exiled from the community back up to be the rock of the church. Look at who God calls into ministry. Today, as we reflect upon our own gifts and talents, there can be no more excuses. Look who Jesus calls. Each one of us is called in ministry in some way, shape, or form. And as I look around our congregation this morning, I see incredible gifts and talents that many of you come forward and use in ministry in a variety of ways. Scotty Dyer is a tremendous construction kind of a guy. Built the shelves into the office downstairs. Thanks again, Scotty, for doing that some time ago. We recognize the readers and those who are involved actively in our service as chalice bearers, as Eucharistic ministers. Michael Dion, who's tremendous with his hands, a great, great worker, hard worker, put together last September's event with some help in a committee, now our junior warden. Gifts and talents that he has. Poor Alex Morrison, who just got to church here this past September, now he's chairing our golf committee. Thank you, Alex, very much. Appreciate that. All our choir folks who step forward and use their gifts and talents in music in a variety of ways. We think of Dawn Vivian, the greatest hostess on the face of the planet, who's the first one out at the front door when anyone walks in to say, "Yes, welcome to St. Anne's." We think of Michael Reissager, whose very first Sunday is today. Michael, give a wave, would you? I didn't think you'd be embarrassed by that, but joining the choir today, we're anxious to see his gifts and his talents. We think of Shirley Connor going back 40-some-odd years, involved in one ministry after another. The list goes on and on and on of gifts and talents that folks have. And we can have no excuses, because when we look at who Jesus called, we look at who God called in ministry, we are mindful of the flaws that they had. All those flaws that those folks had, Jesus called them forth anyway as saintly sinners. Saintly sinners. We too are called to be saintly sinners, using our gifts and talents to bring forth the body of Christ here at St. Anne's. Friends, no excuses.